Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello and welcome to the RedMen TV. The FA Cup third round looms, so we thought we'd do a bit of a special show with the second best YouTube channel on Merseyside. Third,
Metro Football TV.
Metro Football House. Yes. So, yeah. You'll know me from the Wheel of Wank.
I was close to Barry Shedd on Merseyside. I thought he was building the show.
Yeah, nice one. Only in terms of size, not in terms of quality.
Oh, okay.
Because then Tramier TV is better.
Is there a Tramier TV? There should be.
Probably.
There will be after this.
Yeah, it's full of people who just turn into Cop-Eye haters every once a season when we play them in a pre-season friendly. As opposed to you, who do it all year long. Gents.
Play Tramier? Have you never played
Ped, Tramier? Baz, welcome Hi. Back.
Hello.
It's not been too long since we spoke 2 years.
Not long enough.
Not long enough. Hey, listen, have you not... Let's just dive straight into it. Come on, look. There were a number of Evertonians, I'm not necessarily saying yous, I am actually referring to Chris's brother, who would have taken, it would have been happy with a reasonable defeat in the last game because Liverpool were flying and yous were terrible or whatever. You came with a game plan that made a lot of our fans' heads fall off or whatever.
Continue to fall off?
Yeah, still. I'm sure. Are you feeling better about the whole occasion this time around?
No, I actually feel worse.
Shut up, worse.
I do feel worse.
Worse.
Yeah, worse.
Worse.
Because I think, because we're rubbish and we've got our game plans gone.
Has it though?
Yeah. Why? We can't do that again.
Can you not?
No. Because I think what's happened...
Barry disagrees.
Well, he's allowed to. He's his own person.
I'm just listening.
not like you two.
One mind of two bodies.
I think what the worry is for me come Friday night is that Liverpool will be a lot more patient in their game plan with the last two games that you've not rode your luck, you've grinded up results. And I think you'll be a little bit more patient when you've got more quality. And I don't know whether we can do that again. I really don't. Because not only is the game plan sort of being used and not just for against Liverpool, we've used it numerous times. That's sort of coming to the end now, and fans are looking for a little bit more because we need it. Because I think the idea of just sitting behind the ball for 90 minutes is we need actually to attack teams to defend. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit more worried. Not that we're going to get beat 18-0 because that's what I thought last time. But I just think that game plan's gone now. So it'd be really interesting to see how we approach the game.
But here's the thing. Would you take, because that's the catch-22 situation, use it in to some extent, surely, that if he goes, if he spins and he twists on this and he goes to try and attack Liverpool or whatever, yeah, and you do get beat, you do get heavily beat.
We played 5 at the back on Boxing Day against West Brom.
So we'll go 7 at the back.
So do you think we are going to try and attack you?
Well, no, but that's the point, but that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Do you disagree with him?
Because I think what Ped's saying is the idea is out the door now. If we've kind of showed our hand and it won't happen again, it'll be exactly the same as what it was 3 or 4 weeks ago. Exactly the same. The only difference will be is that Balassi will play. And he gets us up the pitch better than what we have been doing.
Is McCarthy going to be fit enough to start?
I think McCarthy will start. And again, that'll help Everton as well. Because he does get about the pitch quite well.
Because he's looked better than you against United when he come on.
When he started winning some tackles, yeah, because we haven't been doing it. I thought the first, against United, I thought Everton were a better side in the first half. It was quite even, to be fair, but I thought we were the ones showing more attacking intent, but the second half they stepped up and we couldn't live with them until McCarthy come on. I think the problem for Everton, it's one of them. I kind of understand what Ped's saying, that this game's far too quick for us. After the last one, you kind of want to forget about the last one. We, you know, April was probably too quick when we play it again, to be fair. And it is that element of can all of those same things happen again.
It feels...
But it's a one-off, well, kind of a one-off.
Well, no, exactly.
Game.
It feels to me a bit like... It was inevitable. The West Brom thing for me was absolutely inevitable because I think you can continue with that game plan because that game plan is still pretty much the best way to get joy out of us, particularly at Anfield, because we do our fans lose our heads a little bit, you know, in when the pressure's building up on us or whatever.
I don't think that'll make as much of a difference this time, just because there'll be 8,000 Everton fans there. We won't be allowed because Everton fans aren't going to shut up.
Yeah, maybe.
And
yeah.
I think that the Liverpool fans, because of that, are going to be singing louder and harder and for longer than they have done in the past.
Absolutely, might well be. What I mean is, I think that you need a better plan against the West Broms and Stokes and whatever of this world. But I don't think he will have it. I don't think there's any point in changing the game plan for this game.
But that's not my point. My point is,
you'd like it to be.
No. I. It's not that I don't think we will have a different game plan. I just don't think that game plan will work.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't think that would. I think Liverpool would be a little bit more patient in this game, knowing that that is our game plan. I don't think he'll change it. I think we'll have a couple of more options. We will have Bolasie. We'll be a bit more snappy in midfield, which will mean we won't just defend him on our 18-yard box. We might try and defend a little bit higher, not too much higher. But I don't know whether that game plan will work against you this time because you've ground out the last two results.
The difference is, though, Ped, is that we're going into this game. Salah's not likely to play in this. Mane will be flying back from Africa the night before. From going to the Player of the Year
Suarez
awards.
Flew home from the moon once and still scored a free kick from about 40 yards.
You could take him to Guantanamo for a month and send him out on the pitch at the end and he'd still probably bag like, yeah. But, you know, we've not necessarily got the same level of attacking talent that we had available to us last time around. Who knows what's going on with Phil Coutinho? He's likely not to be involved.
Barcelona-itis, isn't it? I believe it's
It's a tough one. It's a bit of a tickly
to get over.
It's affecting the thigh at the moment.
Well,
Do you know what will solve that?
A nice pair of Nike compression shorts. Yeah. I believe yours.
In like a maroon or a dark blue.
I believe that sorts that out, no problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's bad when that happens. It's bad. I mean, we had John Stones, had Man City.
Oh,
yeah. That was terrible.
That's a strong case.
Terrible. I believe the only way to solve it is someone puts on Twitter or something that they've already signed for them.
That's the only way to cure it. Because what happened with Barclays
John Stones? Barclays got Chelsea-Oscus.
Or Tottenham.
No,
Tottenham
Spurs-itis. Spurs-itis.
Oh, Spurs-itis. Spurs.
Affects you right up the hoop.
It depends on Liverpool approach this game, my level of nerves. I felt we were geared up to go really strong in this, but we're having our first little spell of injury worries. Great that Lallana's back, which I think will help. Although, given that he's just come through the vast majority of the game, his first game, first start of the season, I'm not sure he'll start this one. But we should have the talent. But this is the thing again. Let's throw all the derby cliches at it. But an FA Cup third round game, as Chris says, with a load of use crammed into Anfield as well, we'll make it a much bigger occasion. I think if he goes and parks the bus, I think it adds to all that, because if you're bought into it as well, you know, every time an header gets knocked out or a long ball gets played and you just weigh it in like, hey, brilliant, hey, and we get more and more frustrated with it, could play into your hands.
I think Everton's game plan has to be to get a replay. And I think that's what it will be, because I think that's what you'll have to do. I don't think you can come out and attack us.
We don't have a centre-forward. So that's the biggest problem. We can't...
Get it to replay and pray that you get Tosin over the line.
Well, you never know. He might have signed before Friday.
You think he'd be in time for...
I very much doubt it.
I think he will, but why would you play him? He'd have been there for a day even, say. Why would you put him in? I wouldn't.
Because we've seen...
It doesn't matter. It's a hiding to nothing, isn't it? You put him in, unless he comes in and scores the winner, you put him in and say Everton get beat, that's gone already.
Big question for the game. No, will you be unveiling your Wayne Rooney song that you've robbed off our Manny song?
I think that was just a Twitter thing. Very much so. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. It. We don't tend to sing that one. Yeah. You aren't there.
We have away. We. I don't know whether this is a thing. I don't know if this is a thing, but we tend to have a lot of away songs that don't get
that
sung
don't
at
ever get anywhere else.
I don't know if that's something that happens at Liverpool. We have all these songs that you hear like bits of it. Yeah,
Daniel Sturridge has defo got a song.
It's almost like a little exclusive club for the away fans that they never reveal them. Like, sort of keep this to ourselves for the away fans. So I haven't actually heard that one, but
it's the tune of
Well, it probably is. I mean, it probably. I mean. We might have a jumper on sale maybe next season for the equaliser. You know, last Christmas we got a pen.
Oh my God, please!
Just going to have two big hands on the back of Donal Calvert-Lewin's back.
with Deja Lovren doing that.
We're just underneath saying day 365. That's when we're going to release
and
it.
A couple of heads in the corner.
No, I'm not. I'm not particular. Listen, I'm not ever confident going into derbies. But on the same thing, I'm not particularly arsed either. It's for me.
Have you gotten better though? You know what I mean? Is because it was still fresh. You know, what he'd been in charge one game. He'd actually been in charge of, I think, by the time the derby come around, and he technically wasn't even in charge for. No, because he came in for West Ham, but he wasn't in charge for that.
He was.
He sent the resis over.
He's
In Europe.
Yeah.
Did he have one more?
We've plateaued.
It was literally Huddersfield before.
But what I mean is. You're saying about the game plan's been used, but are you, look, you're a month and a half or 6 weeks more in the groove of what you're doing?
What's happened is the first, I'd say up until the West Brom game, it'd been all right. It'd been clever's probably over-egging it, but it'd been kind of the kind of thing you would expect. You know, we'd beaten the teams we should be beating. We've been quite good at home. You know, West Ham and Huddersfield, we battered both of them. We went to Newcastle and we soaked up pressure and hit them on. That was fine. We went to Liverpool and hung on there. Chelsea at home. We beat Swansea when we should have done. We were the better side against them. Chelsea at home wasn't great, but they got a result. But the disappointments come from the following two games. And in the following two games, forget United. United was one of those that you can win or you lose. But the West Brom and Bournemouth wasn't very good at all on both counts, and just the attacking sense was
bizarre games.
Really poor. Both were weird formations, and I know you're trying to juggle.
Are we
players.
Seeing the limitations of the squad over a heavy Christmas period?
Yeah, squad's shite.
Yeah, really.
It is. It's awful. It's so madly unbalanced. Like, we've got one left back, and he's not a left back, and he's not in a very good right back.
Is this Martina?
Yeah, we've got centre forwards who are just, one's a kid, one's Nias, and
I thought he's loved Nias.
But we love him in an ironic sense.
Oh right, okay, Sal. So, yeah, great. He is the Christmas jumper of football.
And then we've got Sandro, who will never play again, I imagine.
He was a bit harsh on him, wasn't he?
Calvert-Lewin
was like, he was talking about like he's only scored four goals, but we can't rely on him week in, week out. Nias was like, he had a bad spell at Hull, didn't he, and all that. And then Sandro's like, he's just not up to the pace of the Premier League.
No, he is. He's like that. He's not arsed. He'll tell the truth about players, and I've got no problem with that. Players earn enough money to be told the truth to the faces. And Salah, you would imagine, doesn't give a monkeys. He'll just tell them as it is. We're just really unbalanced. And as you said, we've lost. We just don't have the quality. And over Christmas, it's just we went to West Brom and we played five at the back, like a proper five, not like three centimetres. Defenders and wing backs. We played five. It was bizarre against a team that hadn't won for weeks.
Yeah.
And then when we went to Bournemouth, another team in the bottom three, he played three holding centre midfielders, but two of them were only fit enough to play 60 minutes. So both of them went off. McCarthy went off for 45 minutes. Garner went off after an hour, and he didn't bring another holding centre midfielder on. So because he just used all of them. So we lost the game effectively because we had no midfield stopper. It was like, you started the game ultra defensive and you finished it ultra attacking. It's like, bizarre.
Can I ask you a question? And I don't want to feed into hysterics. I find it all a bit bollocks. Like, but you start to see it, and we've done this on Social Club a lot. Like, the Twitter's just not a great place to judge the real feelings of a fan base. But you are seeing people complaining about the managerial choice already. This game surely has zero impact on that, though.
Well, it has a massive impact if we're winning.
Yeah.
Because if we win it, then everyone will love him. But no, what you've seen is you've probably seen the people who said in the first place they didn't want Allardyce suddenly all coming out. I don't think there'll be. I don't think anyone's done. You know, a U-turn on it, yeah. because at the end of the day, when we played Southampton a few weeks ago, I honestly, hand on heart, thought we were getting relegated. We were that bad. And I think what we're seeing at the moment is, were we weird? We were fuck off. We were terrible.
We were here, but we said to you at the time, we weren't going past.
Well, we would have if we'd continued on that trajectory. We would have, because we were terrible. And he stopped that. And honest to God, all I keep on thinking is, every time we win a game, that's 3 points closer to 40 points. Yeah. That's the only thing I'm thinking of. Honestly. So
in that regard, is this a free hit for you just to have a go at it, or is this something where you think? Because we've seen, I know the derby thing makes it difficult for both teams, because I think Liverpool, having just come through that little run of games, I think Jürgen would secretly love to play a load of kids and whatever in this game. You know, put Danny Ward in goal.
Is
and
not
get
arrogant enough that he would do that for us?
I hope he is.
Because I think we can beat you anyway.
I think if they part the bus and we don't go full strength, I think we will make ourselves look more stupid for not being able to break it down. I think we should play the
Limassol team, just so that when we get beat, we can just...
Look, why are they better
than
you?
We wouldn't get with the Limassol team. We'd win 3-1 with the Limassol team.
I'm not sure you can get them all in time.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I'm a slight concerned about this, because that's the thing, is that, again, all the expectations on Liverpool to succeed, because if you do come, you know, everyone will... Look, he's going to part the bus. There's no way he's not going to come and do what he does. That's what Allardyce does. It's, you know, I remember watching it when he was Blackburn manager and we had Hodgson, and he did exactly the same thing. It was the most boring game of football I've ever watched in my entire life. Maybe he goes out, maybe, you know, he saves us for like 10 minutes to come and throw a load of stuff at us at the end, because why not, maybe. But that's the problem, is the onus becomes on us, and having played a lot of games, we've all played a lot of games, it's no genuine excuse, but given a couple of the injury problems we've got, we kind of got out of jail a little bit those couple of games. You know, Mane scores a screamer when he's had a terrible run of form of late, and we get a late header goal from Carvajal. You're not relying on late.
Oh, you're
goals.
Expecting that. Oh, come on, Paul.
Bread and butter for us, that lads. I don't know. I don't think it's quite. It's going to be a thrilling game of football by any stretch. But I just don't want a replay.
You just expect the quality to rise to the top in a game like this. But I think for us, we said this about the game before, and it's just about staying in the game, because you don't, you know, you can trust a Liverpool defender to do something mad now and again. Whether that lightning will strike twice, I don't know.
But who's going to pick up the first book, and then is the Scousers likely to be involved? Who's picking up the first book, and out of Davies?
McCarthy will get the first book. McCarthy. James McCarthy will.
James Milner or Emery Chan of the non-Scousers. Of the Scousers, I think if Tom Davies plays, I think he's nailed on for it, isn't he?
He loves a derby booking. Does our Tom.
Score predictions, lads. What do we think?
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
8?
Don't be ridiculous.
Seven. Where do you go with this? Where do you go when they're right at the lowest point? I'm not sure where to take it.
It's not at the lowest point. I'm.
Oh wait, yeah.
This is them on a good day.
We just don't have the boastful arrogance of you. So we're just real people.
You absolutely do.
We don't.
You just know your audience.
No. At the end of the day,
your channel.
At the end of the day,
exactly.
At the end of the day, we're just not very good. We're just not a very good football team, and we're going up against a team that, 17 games unbeaten, something like that. 16. All right, well, I'm nearly right.
He's making it 17.
Oh, YouTube at the FIFA, yeah,
17 Friday. it's going to be a very tough game, and I just think, I don't know if Lightning can strike twice. That's all I'm saying. I don't know whether we can do that again, and I don't know what we can change too much, because of the players we're mentioning, the Blassie's played, fucking 90 minutes in a year. James McCarthy plays an hour and then you see him in 3 months' time. You're more likely to see him in Burger King than you are in Everton shirt. So, and these are the people we're relying on to change our team. But right, it's like, though, isn't it? We're relying on players that.
Saw him in Burger King last week.
It was the Burger King thing.
Well, to be fair, he does have Just Eat, like, you know what I mean?
Not as much as Luke Shaw does, but yeah.
No, fucking arse on that lad, honest to God.
Right.
I've never seen an arse on a footballer, so.
No.
We've done a whole section on it on one of our shows.
Colo, mate.
I think he's at Colo's ass. That's how big Luke Shaw's ass is at the moment.
Maybe it's maybe 1-1, like we did last time in the FA Cup, take you back to Goodison.
Get a 4-4.
And get a manager quits.
We got another game. We do it with the scruffy Dave Watson header and everyone's a winner.
I'm not sure.
And then we'll get beat by West Ham in the next round.
Maybe. Yeah. Barry. Slated up.
tell them what they want to hear.
Listen, it's very difficult given we don't win it. We haven't won at Anfield since 1999.
I know. What was there?
Prince. You know what I mean? It's really difficult, but it's the FA Cup and it's one of them. I would imagine if both teams play to their full potential, Liverpool will win. But it's a cup game, you just never know.
And it's also a derby.
All right.
Book, blah, blah, blah.
But I did say when you got that kit, the maroon kit, we went there in the league, we didn't lose.
This is your last chance.
It is.
Your last chance to beat us in our non-red horrible red next year.
No, you'd be wearing it at Goodison.
No, at Anfield.
You've gotten results at Goodison.
Yeah, we beat you at Goodison, no problem.
I think I was still in my fucking 20s.
That's been about 6 years, huh?
It's terrible.
That's been a while. Chris, what do you
think? I think they're gonna come and park the bus, but I think we're gonna start dead quick this game. I think we're gonna score an early goal and it's just gonna throw it all wide open and then we'll end up winning 2-0.
I think, and this is as pessimistic as I get about stuff, I think he's will come with exactly the same game plan. I think it'll be a 0-0 or it'll be a 1-1, because the worst thing for us right now is a replay, because we've got quite a clear January for the first time in a couple of years. I'm dying to see us play one game a week for a few weeks to see how we handle it. And guaranteed, it'll go to another stressy, angry, park the bus replay where you've got to exert loads of energy, blah, blah, blah. So I think the big question is,
if you do win, will Chris interview an Everton fan afterwards?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Live not outside live. The ground.
Not live.
No, I'd leave it.
At least he's won't accuse us of being thieves. Because
that's what Burnley are.
That's what
in Royston Vasey.
Yeah, where your father's also your brother and your mother. Good old Burnley. Anyway, gents, thanks very much. Of course, check out all the other build-up content on Toffee TV.
But they're positive on our preview.
Yeah. I'm sure.
We're winning on ours.
Yeah. Know your audience.
Exactly.
Mersey Cup comes back. There it is, right there, right where it belongs, in the heart of the Red Men studio. Can they recapture it for the first time in 2-3? Oh, it's been a while. Stay tuned to the channel.
Anna Chaby
playing for us last time.
When we won it, Anna Chaby and Andy Johnson.
Absolutely. Drop a like on the video if you think Liverpool can do it without going to a replay. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. We're on the road to 200,000 subscribers. If you haven't subscribed, just click it and do it right now.
We're on the road to 200,000 as well.
We've been on this road for fucking longer than you, though, lad.
We've just got to get to 22 first.
They will be on it longer than us, though. So, anyway, thanks very much, gents. And we'll
like the M25.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts?
Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.